This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Guys, there's one other thing we wanted to talk about. Very important thing. The Stabler Law & Order spinoff. You guys never returned to it.
Yeah, we sure did.
In terms of talking about on the podcast, you did return to it to watch, though, right?
I feel like we did do a second, but we never finished it.
We never talked about the ending.
What was the... I don't even remember if I remember the ending. Just tell me.
Dude, the last episode was called Forget It, Jake, It's Chinatown. And it was them trying to take him to go meet Josh Charles, who was like the federal...
Okay, and then, and fucking people keep trying to shoot him.
And then his son basically gets a corrupt congressman to try to, like, kill his dad.
Wait.
And then that cop finally turns in the hospital with his ex-wife.
Oh, yeah, it was the random cop. That's what happened. The cop who only spoke twice during the whole...
Well, like, they were like, all right, one of these two dude cops is going to be...
And they kept trying to make it sound like it was the lanky guy.
You thought it was going to be the lanky white dude because then he brought the shampoo that poisoned the ex-wife.
Yeah.
The fuck are you guys talking about?
Oh yeah, sorry. We're just going over our notes.
Shampoo that poisoned a wife?
Yeah, so the wife ex-wife. Is okay, so they all right. So Stabler.
But her son, Rafiq, was killed by
her ex-husband.
Jungle Fever dad, not his dad.
Yeah, different dad.
Jungle Fever dad?
I mean, honestly, like, one of the better ways to describe him, if I'm being totally...
Well, the dad is, he's into black chicks because his...
He hates his dad.
His dad was racist.
His dad was Chaz Palminteri.
Chaz Palminteri, who hated black people. So now his son exclusively fucks black women because of this.
And hates his dad so much he took his first wife's last name.
Yeah, has a whole thing. It's like it's a dad hate thing. Richard, it's very strange. Yeah. She
is like Richard Gabagool.
Yeah. She is, of course, hot. She is involved in getting Stabler's wife killed. He almost fucks her, but instead arrests her.
Stabler almost fucks the woman that gets his wife killed.
Killed. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, for like mad episodes. Every time they talk, like,
these cuffs aren't for sex. They're exactly. For arresting
basically,
you.
Yes. There was a
pretty
scene
much,
like that.
Honestly,
for sure.
Really? Like, his dick was hard. Yeah. His dick was hard when he cuffed her. That's a fact. You can see it.
Well, that's most cops when they make any arrest.
Yeah,
good point.
That's true.
That's a good point. Yeah, so they do that, and she's in custody working out a deal with the dude from the practice.
Black dude from the practice. And also, this whole time, Stabler's boss is a black lesbian captain.
Black lesbian captain whose wife is suing the department.
For what?
For beating the shit out of her nephew for no reason in the story. Listen, nigga, we're doing a regular mob case. It's, they're chasing down vaccines. Dylan McDermott has got vaccines in a Dippin' Dots truck, okay?
Dylan McDermott's in this?
Yes. He's Richie Gabagool. He's
Richie Gabagool.
He's the bad guy. They're chewing all the scenery in this.
We're dealing with serious business, and it's intense. And then the beginning of like episode four, they're just like, hey, what if a black kid got beat the fuck up that has nothing to do with anything?
He doesn't just get beat up. It's like I'm a promising young guitarist.
Yeah, he's like a guitar prodigy. And the cops exclusively beat up his hands. He's got hand damage because they thought his guitar was a 9mm or something stupid.
And then so all the cops,
he's got a gun. Beat up his hands.
Beat up only his hands.
And then because the captain's wife's nephew is suing the cops, they're about to go arrest Richie Gabagool. And like the backup cops are like, nah, fuck you.
Yeah, they got there. So now Stabler and lesbian black cop captain are alone trying to get this, like, you know, international war criminal through Chinatown.
And they capture him by putting a microphone in a hot dog bun. That's how they get him.
Oh, yeah.
What?
On the fucking C train or whatever. Shorty puts a lav mic in a hot dog bun.
That's incredible. is watching it, are you in for the drama or are you realizing how ridiculous it all is in the moment?
You're in for the drama because it's like it's both things. It's ridiculous you're like, oh shit, Stabler's about to have sex again. Oh no, he's having a panic attack.
It sounds like you guys are describing like a Naked Gun sequel.
Gun was serious? That's what I'm saying to you. What if Naked Gun was dead ass serious and OJ Simpson was still in it?
And he was like,
would be appropriate to throw him off of a second story of a baseball stadium in a wheelchair.
I really did not expect them to. So they're throwing us the lanky cop as the compromised cop
the whole time.
From episode one. Stabler's like, I don't like this skinny bitch.
The only other white guy allowed in this crew.
Yeah, why is there another white guy here? Then, randomly, Latino cop has not talked for episodes, and she just happens
well
to.
Might as well have been one of Stabler's kids. He doesn't talk that much.
He does not talk. They just randomly, the last episode, the captain's like, "Hey, how's your sister that you're raising on your own?"
What?
Your little kid. How's your young sister? You know, he's like, oh, it's going well. She's still, you know, terminally ill.
And then this cop gets killed.
Crippling disability.
This cop tries to kill the ex-wife who's in custody. Because she's about to testify. She's going to testify
multiple times.
Yeah. She's too hot to die.
And the series ends basically with like her like choking to death, maybe in an empty hospital wing where Stabler and the captain had to shoot the guy on the team.
Oh, I thought they shot him? I thought he popped himself.
No. He like was about to shoot himself and then he like raised his gun so that they shot him.
The son, when the son kills the blonde
Gina?
Undercover lady, from Harriet and the Spy.
The bad girl from Harriet and the Spy.
The bad girl from Harriet and the Spy is an undercover agent, okay?
Gets killed. And she talks like this the whole time? She's like, oh, Richie, you're a bad boy, Richie.
And they keep handing her guns. Family Guy. They keep handing her guns.
And she's a cop who's like, what do I do with this gun? Boom, boom, bang, bang.
Legit might be a line from episode 6.
That was and then they had the Israeli hit guy.
Which, fuck that dude. He's my least favorite dude.
He was the worst guy, actually.
His only line was, you made your bones, kid.
Yeah.
He just kept saying, you made your bones.
And then, yeah, I mean, also, like, he was, like, super technology-based, Richie Gabagool. It was good. It was, I give it a B+.
He was selling illegal NFTs.
Anytime you get
NFTs.
To see Stabler.
I'm trying to figure out who the bad guy from Harriet the Spy is.
Well, it's a girl. It's like a little girl.
The bad girl, and she's a child. Because
remember, they're like, yeah, they're like 12 or whatever.
Charlotte Sullivan?
Yep, probably. Sure.
Yeah.
Does she look menacing in Harriet the Spy? Because that's her.
Well, all the photos, she works a lot. All the photos are on the IMDb page are...
Yeah, that's her.
Money. Not current, but...
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's been getting money out of Canada for a minute, it seems like. I think she's in everything that plays on CTV.
Yeah, she was in 5 seasons of Rookie Blue.
Rookie Blue, one of the nuttiest procedurals you'll ever see.
I remember
It's about rookie cops who don't do anything. Nothing bad happens because they're in goddamn Canada.
That sounds nice.
It's nice.
They're like, we don't need guns.
Yeah, they're like chilling.
Is there going to be a second season of Stabler?
Yes.
I think so.
I follow the whole cast on Instagram. They all posted about getting renewed months ago.
Hell yeah.
I can't imagine what your Instagram is like.
It's crazy. Currently, it's all just like Mariska. It's like pictures of Antoine Walker and Mariska Hargitay. That's what my Discover page is. It's like crazy, like Mariska, you know, Brazil. You know what I'm saying? With the cat eyes. It's like, you know, these mad, like crazy foreign SVU fan accounts.
Love it. Love it so much.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.